Well, the U.S. Coral Reef Task Force has a mission to develop strategies to protect and restore the nation's coral reefs, a task that Deputy Undersecretary Ann Mills says is very important.
We don't necessarily think about the importance of coral reefs to our economy and to our recreation industry, but when you think about it, coral reefs represent 0.1% of the ocean floor, and yet they provide habitat for 25% of the world's fish population. So they're important to providing food for the United States and the world, but they're also really important resources for recreation.
In fact, the value of U.S. commercial fisheries from coral reefs is estimated to be $100 billion nationally. And just the four-county area of Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade, and Monroe generate $4.4 billion of sales revenue and over $2 billion of local income, all associated with the coral reefs. That's why the Deputy Undersecretary says she was proud to be part of a recent task force meeting to hear from partner groups on how well the strategies they've been implementing are working.
You know, the thing I'm always so proud about is what agriculture's role is in protecting these coral reef systems. So we had a chance to meet with some farmers and learn a bit about what farmers in Florida are doing to protect this resource.
And that includes managing nutrients and sediments, something farmers have been working with the Florida NRCS to do through voluntary conservation practices.
NRCS has been working with Florida agriculture for a number of years. And, you know, what's interesting about Florida is that it has unique soils, it has a diversity of agriculture, and certain needs that farmers have to figure out what role can they play in keeping agriculture healthy.
Mills says the effort is ongoing, but they are making great strides in protecting the reefs. So stay tuned as we'll have more on the specifics of some of those efforts in the coming days. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.